The cease and desist order came as a shock. It was from the U.S. Justice Department, and it ordered a group of Seattle lawyers to stop helping some deportation cases. The lawyers say DOJ's move could cut off help for thousands of immigrants across the country. A lawsuit is now underway, as KUOW's Liz Jones reports.
In immigration court, there is no right to an attorney, and most people can't afford one. So if a volunteer lawyer offers some help, that's a big deal, especially if you're locked up. About 30 men file into a room at the Northwest Detention Center, a large immigration jail in Tacoma. The men all wear blue or green uniforms, and they all face deportation.
And do I have any more coming, or should I just go ahead and start?
Virginia Cole is here to give a legal workshop. She's with a nonprofit known as NERP, that's short for the Northwest Immigrant Rights Project. It's one of the largest providers of free legal help for immigrants in the country. Cole surveys the room. Who has a court hearing this week, she asks. A few hands go up. And who has a private attorney? Just a couple. Cole's got a routine. She's led these workshops for 11 years, every week. One guy starts to ask about his personal case, but Cole sticks to her script about bonds, court schedules, and how deportation works. Then, time is up.
That goes by fast, huh?
It does, yes.
50 minutes, is that what you get?
Yes, yeah.
This free workshop, it's not at all in dispute. It's part of a legal program the federal government pays for at detention centers around the country. But it's what happens next that's led to questions and a cease and desist order. After the workshop, detainees line up to schedule one-on-one meetings with a volunteer attorney. Cole explains more as we leave.
So the last question I ask is, if they don't have an attorney and they have additional follow-up questions and they want to speak with us individually, they can sign up. So, oh, right here.
She warns them the wait list is about a month long and help is limited.
We would love to be able to represent everybody who doesn't have an attorney. The reality is we just don't have the resources to do so.
A full case can take years. So mostly they'll offer people a few hours of help, maybe to fill out an asylum application or some other court papers. Then, recently, this volunteer work hit a major snag.
We are here in the matter of Northwest Immigrant Rights Project et al. Versus Sessions et al.
The Justice Department ordered them to stop this partial help, saying lawyers must sign on for the full case. It's all or nothing. One question raised in court is why this change is coming now.
I just want to be absolutely clear. There is just nothing to the claim that this is some change in regulation inspired by the administration.
This is the government's attorney, Fred Sheffield, at a hearing in Seattle Federal Court. NERP, where Virginia Cole works, they've provided this kind of short-term, limited assistance for years, for thousands of people. So they're suing the feds for the right to keep at it, and for similar nonprofits to do so as well. DOJ says they're enforcing a 2008 rule intended to make sure lawyers do a fair job. It requires lawyers to formally go on record as someone's attorney if their help goes beyond general advice.
If you're going to talk to the immigration court in context of making legal arguments, we need to know who you are. And we need to know that you're going to be accountable. We need to know that you've committed to the immigration court's rules. It encourages transparency.
One issue raised in the lawsuit is what triggers this rule to kick in. In other words, how much can a lawyer help before they cross the line? Judge Richard Jones says this unclear boundary puts lawyers in a dilemma.
How are lawyers supposed to know in the interpretation if they've crossed the line? It causes grave confusion, doesn't it, for practitioners to know what are the lawyers supposed to do?
For now, Judge Jones has blocked the cease and desist order to the Northwest Immigrant Rights Project. While it was in effect, they turned away about 50 people, and that was just in 1 week. I'm Liz Jones, reporting.